Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
You may recall, Stephen, I reported a few weeks back that the IDF revealed Hezbollah's underground terror tunnel network beneath the Beaufort Ridge in southern Lebanon, which was planned and funded by the Iranian terror regime. The IDF located in one tunnel approximately 1 kilometer in length, 6 underground shafts, a storage room used for weapons, an anti-tank missile launcher, anti-tank missiles, grenades, ammunition, combat equipment, advanced medical equipment, and several living quarters, including shower facilities, restrooms, an operating room, and kitchens. UAVs, shoulder-fired missiles, and anti-tank missiles were launched from that site toward IDF troops operating in the area and against the State of Israel. In response to Hezbollah's firing toward Israeli territory this past week, the IDF struck terror targets in Beirut. Regarding this strike, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz said in a joint statement, quote, "Israel will not tolerate fire directed at its territory," unquote. That morning, 3 Hezbollah drones exploded in Israeli territory. Following a fresh assessment of various attacks from Hezbollah into Israeli territory, the IDF Home Front Command continued gatherings restricted to 100 people outdoors and 400 indoors. This while sirens in the Western Galilee sound as kids are arriving at school.
Wow, communities in the north are still facing challenging times. Have there been any injuries this week?
Yes, unfortunately. During various incidents of explosive drone strikes in Lebanon, an IDF female soldier was moderately wounded. As well, an IDF soldier was moderately wounded and another lightly wounded by rockets fired at the IDF. In another explosive drone strike, 1 IDF soldier was seriously wounded, 2 moderately, and 2 sustained light injuries. Tragically, 29-year-old Master Sergeant Reservist Alexander Fillon was killed, and 7 others were wounded, including senior officers, while walking along the Latani River when an explosive device from Hezbollah hit them. One of them, a service woman who was lightly wounded. Master Sergeant Alexander Fillon immigrated alone from Ukraine 14 years ago and later received the President's Outstanding Soldier Award in 2018. He had previously stopped a stabbing terror attack at a checkpoint in Nablus. He leaves behind his wife. Defense Minister Katz stated, quote, "Israel will not withdraw from the security zones in Lebanon, Syria, or Gaza. The IDF will continue to defend their borders and citizens from Mount Hermon, the Lebanese Mounds, the regions of Samaria, and most of Gaza against the threats of jihadist forces and organizations as a central lesson from the events of October 7th. I wish to express great appreciation to the IDF command for their major achievements and to our heroic soldiers in regular service, in career service, and in the reserves for their courageous fight for Israel's security, and to the residents of the North for their steadfastness, which gives the IDF the strength to continue defending their safety," unquote.
The need to continue protecting their borders is obviously vital. Is there anything happening in the South, Suzanne?
The IDF continues to protect the southern border with Gaza as well. They needed to remove an immediate threat of a terrorist, one who took part in holding numerous hostages in Hamas captivity, as well as another terrorist who infiltrated Kibbutz Be'eri on October 7th to cause terror to Israelis. Throughout the war, and particularly in recent weeks, these 2 terrorists have continued to launch terrorist attacks against IDF troops and Israeli civilians. In the region of Judea and Samaria, Arabs threw rocks at Jewish people at several times during a day. 10 Israelis were injured, including a shepherd attacked with a metal bar. The shepherd was lightly injured and suffered contusions. That same day, Arabs threw rocks at an Israeli car. As a result, the driver lost control and the vehicle flipped over. four passengers were lightly injured.
Wow, that's disturbing. Is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
Yes, a few tidbits. You know, Stephen, the eighth country to place its embassy in Jerusalem, Israel's capital, is Somaliland. The president of Somaliland and foreign minister Sa'ar opened the Somaliland embassy this past week. Also this week, 34 officers officially joined the Israeli Air Force's air defense array as commanders, with one mission to help protect Israeli communities from the north to the south. Congratulations to Israel's newest defenders. Finally, Prime Minister Bibi, after a lengthy speech to Israeli citizens, ended with, quote, "I wish to thank our heroic fighters, men and women in active duty and in the reserves, at sea, on land, and in the air, in the IDF, and in all the security branches. There is no one like you, heroes of Israel. Together we will continue to stand, and together we will continue to win. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and be not dismayed, O Israel." Jeremiah 46:27. "Together, with God's help, we will ensure the eternity of Israel." Unquote. We say amen to that, Stephen. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Complete dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, as well as central, protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles, drones, and terrorist infiltrations. A permanent ceasefire and long-term peace agreement with Lebanon and Iran. Comfort for those who lost loved ones. Peace in the Middle East and in particular Israel. Full recovery to those wounded. Freedom and liberty to those suffering under terrorist regimes. Canadians having courage to stand up against the rise of anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout Canada. And declare Psalm 29, especially verse 11, which indicates that the Lord gives unyielding strength to his people. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
As usual, it's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.